I always keep it below me, but I don't want it at my dang chest.
Dang chest.
Yeah. I wonder what your kids are going to sound like when they speak.
What do you mean?
Dad. You just no, if they're gonna do like your like you roll your R's a lot on stuff.
Oh, well, yeah.
We're about to go to the store.
Dar, what are you doing, Daddy?
Dad, my jerst as a ratch. What? I have a jerst ratch. You have a rash on your chest?
Just eat your vegetables. It'll go away.
Dad, I don't want me to eat my vegetables.
That's pretty normal.
Dad, my vegetables. I don't want to eat my vegetables.
I have a rash on my vegetables.
Like I made my wedding sound like not very much fun.
Yeah, you did. You didn't really remember how we had a whole episode dedicated to my wedding. We're gonna have one dedicated to Christian. So
did Mariah say something?
Probably not. What
did Mariah say something?
No, I don't think she listened yet.
Oh, okay.
Because we had people in town. She was like busy.
It was probably the funnest time I've ever had.
It was. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was so fun.
It's only gonna get better.
This is the pantry.
Oh, we love pantry talk.
Sorry, but it's like big pantry. But it has, it's like where the washer and dryer hookups are.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Massive pantry.
Walk in pee?
Oh, yeah. Walk and pee.
It's the best. No, Mariah told me I didn't make it sound fun enough.
She listened?
No, she didn't listen. It was great, though.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I didn't listen.
I didn't.
I've probably listened to the last episode like 2 times already.
Yeah, 3 times. It was so good.
No, just to try and find like one little piece of good content
for a clip.
To put onto a clip. I haven't found anything yet.
I'll listen to it. I'll find something.
It's just so hard it's so hard to clip a good, there's never going to be like a moment from the podcast that's like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard and it's 30 seconds long.
Here's the thing. You're not always going to have the funniest moments in life.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about it as life, you know? There's so many good moments you can think back on, but you know how many hours and hours of just dumb, boring day-to-day stuff you would have to skim over? That's in life, not in podcasting. The podcast is hilarious all the time. But really outstanding moments, you want to highlight those and you want to capture them, but you're not going to get 57 highlight moments every episode, every minute of every episode. So you're going to have to just, maybe we do one that's like pretty funny, or just maybe Christian's face looks funny, or your face looks funny, or my face maybe looks funny. I mean, that would be
a stretch.
A stretch, right? But just stuff like that.
What was the point of what you just said, all of it?
Oh, I don't know. Content, Parker? How about the people that listen to us but that want to be inspired?
I was trying to follow that, and I have.
Probably because you weren't listening.
No clue what the point was.
Parker, you weren't listening.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
You don't listen all the time. We had a election party. Not much of a party. You don't really do much. You kind of just sit there. For a long time.
It lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't feel that long to me.
Yeah, it didn't for me either. It was fun.
It did feel like a while in the beginning because
yes, that's
states
true.
Are closing, polling, and less than 1% of the vote comes in, you know. If you've never had an election party, you should really have one next in 4 years from now. Super fun. But when results aren't coming in, it's very boring.
Yeah.
And so we did go to Super One, which is a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
The best ice cream. If you're an ice cream connoisseur, you have to have Tillamook.
It's one superstore.
Several people told me they don't like ice cream. Or they're like, oh, it's not that good of a dessert. What? What?
Yeah, that's insane.
And I found out some pretty terrible news the Tillamook side of things, that Monster Cookie is discontinued. It was a seasonal thing.
Wow.
What season is that?
I don't know. It was just a one-time deal, I guess.
It's cool.
And so I can never have it again.
Huh. Never coming back?
I don't think so.
A seasonal, you know, will happen annually.
Gosh.
Seasonal as in one season, never again.
Interesting. Huh.
So unfortunate, but brownie batter is the way to go right now.
Yeah.
Also,
we should do it tonight. We're having a party.
Oh, yeah.
But it's party time tonight.
She
loves brownie batter. We're having brownies.
Let's pick some up.
Let's get... Okay. Come on.
Who likes cake anyways?
Yeah. Ooh,
raise your hand if you like cake.
Oh, cake.
Do you guys like cake, though?
No, not really. Carrot cake is good.
Ice cream cake. Graham makes ice cream.
Wonderful carrot cake.
Oh, I love carrot cake, and I love cheesecake.
Oh, cheesecake.
Dude.
I haven't had a really legit cheesecake before.
Good cheesecake is so good, dude. Oh, did we get any comments last week?
Hey, Parker, why don't you...
Sorry.
Stop that.
Yeah, what the heck? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, regular cake just doesn't do it for me. Although, ice cream cake, Dairy Queen ice cream, Blizzard cake.
Yeah.
Dude.
A little BC.
So...
Gavin was the queen of those.
I was a queen of Dairy Queen cakes. And before we moved, my friend JJ and I... That dude can eat more food than anybody on earth.
He puts it down.
He does. One time we...
Straight to his calves.
We were working, moving our boss out of a cabin, and they were there, and they made us dinner. They made T-bone steaks, okay? They made like 8 of them. There was only 5 of us. JJ ate 3.
Oh my gosh.
And he ate mine too. He ate like the little bit that was left of mine.
Why didn't you stop him?
That's awesome.
No, I was done with it.
Oh.
And he just, bro.
You're just still trying to eat it.
It's genuinely unreal how much food he can eat.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. And also, friend Trevor, he still lives in Oregon. He's over in Bend now. He's a firefighter. He was working with us then. And that dude also can eat a lot of food. But JJ can still like eat more than him.
Slam it.
It's ridiculous how much food they can eat. But we would get an ice cream cake for whoever's birthday it was. And so we got one for his birthday. We ate the whole thing.
Just with your hands.
This is you two?
Oh, yeah. And Trev. Oh, my came God.
With your hands?
Like, oh, no.
Like animals?
No, just forks, you know?
Pretty sure. Oh, no one even took their own pieces. Just
yeah, you just... Well, that's maybe you do.
Crazy.
But your own piece is a third of the cake.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, it's so easy to eat.
Cutting a slab off.
The idea is you set it on the counter, let it thaw for about 5 minutes.
That's a good idea.
And then boom. Oh, it's soft enough to just...
Like butter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. It's so delicious.
Goodness gracious.
But ice cream cake is the way to go. That or ice cream. But I always do ice cream and brownies for my birthday. But don't mix them. Do not put ice cream in my bowl with a brownie.
What about ice cream on cheesecake?
Never had that.
I never had that either.
No.
A whipped ice cream cheesecake.
What makes you think of that?
Like
I always get cheesecake in my Andes. I'll get a peanut butter cheesecake concrete.
What's your Andes?
That's my go-to, bro.
Cheesecake in my Andes. What does that even mean?
You guys, Andes is a delicious frozen custard.
Oh.
It's a delicious frozen custard restaurant, and you can get custom ones. I get peanut butter cheesecake, dude. It's crazy.
That actually sounds fire.
It's really good.
I can't step away from my James Brownie.
Do you think...
it's also a type of
ice cream cheesecake?
I think that would be fantastic.
I've had ice cream cheesecake?
Kind of layered cheesecake. What are you talking about? Like an ice cream cake, but it's an ice cream cheesecake.
What's cheesecake about it?
That is cheesecake and not regular cake.
So just cheesecake.
So just cheesecake.
There's no regular cake in a... Dang.
Oh.
That's a good idea.
Just cold cheesecake.
You just described cheesecake.
Yeah, it's like ice cream cheesecake.
It's like cake, but without cake ice cream in it. Cheesecake. And it's actually cheesecake.
No, but I'm saying there's usually that layer of like cookies and that fudge and the Oreo one from Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
What if that's cheesecake?
Like layers of cheesecake and then ice cream cheesecake. Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
I've had blueberry, like Tillamook ice cream that was blueberry cheesecake, and there were like chunks of cheesecake in there with swirls of blueberry.
Ugh.
Oh,
so good.
Mm. How would you work for an ice cream factory? How would you go? How do you do that? What do you even do? You just wash the machines? Is there really any human input?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on like what if you're Tillamook, they probably got their own cow farms.
Well, they're making the flavors.
I mean, they're from the beginning to end. Yeah, you're flavor engineer. I could be a flavor engineer.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
That would be so cool. I've been really thinking about careers lately, and like a career or a job, a place where you can kind of work your way up.
Yeah,
and just at Tillamook, imagine you start at the farm level. You work your way up into management where you can oversee the farm and the ice cream and you're making the ice cream in the farm.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Farm life and ice cream life.
Are you kidding me? It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Making money and getting to do farm labor.
Farm by day, ice cream by night.
You should do, we should play the Oregon Trail.
This little game?
Yeah. I don't know how to play. I never played before.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
It's so
I've played a little like mobile phone game, but it's not really.
Can you screen record?
Yeah, I'm screen recording right now.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
This guy knows what he's what
it's incredible.
Doing. I think it's a pretty, can be a pretty long game.
What's your,
yeah, I think so too.
Travel the trail.
Days. Learn about the trail.
No, press on the.
My cursor's gone.
It's up on the screen.
Be a banker from Boston, a carpenter from Ohio, a farmer from Illinois. Farmer from Illinois.
Yeah.
Three.
Let's do it.
What is the first name of the wagon leader? Christian, obviously.
Of course.
Dang it.
Who else is in the wagon?
Christian and Gavin. Gavin's listed third. He's the little girl. And we'll add in a listener.
Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, dang it.
Dang it.
Got Dylan in there and...
Tez.
Okay, so it's Christian, Parker, Gavin, and Tez Johnson, and Dylan Gabriel.
Are these names correct? Yes, they are.
I'll say.
All right.
It's 1848. Your jumping off place for Oregon is Independence, Missouri. You must decide which month to leave Independence. We probably want to do early spring so that we have the longest distance until
March.
Until winter.
But what if it's too wet? What if it's raining and we get stuck?
Well, it's better than dying of frost.
Frost. That's true.
Do you want to do April?
Do April, I guess. Sure. We can make good time. We have Tez Johnson.
Yeah. We're so fast.
Before leaving.
You have $400. In 1848, that's like $1 million.
So many dollars.
But you don't have to spend it on the Outpress Space Bar. You can buy whatever you need at Nat's General Store.
Yes.
Thank you, Matt. We need a team of oxen.
Hello, I'm Matt. So you're going to Oregon. I can fix you up with what you need.
A team of oxen to pull your wagon, clothing for both summer and winter.
Yeah, probably both.
Plenty of food for the trip, ammunition for your rifles, spare parts for your wagon. All right, what do we want to spend?
Oh, they're all $0.
Oh, perfect. They're free.
Which item would you like to buy?
Get some oxen, probably.
Number one. How many oxen do we want?
40? There are two.
Two oxen, two yoke, and at least three yoke. Let's want to get six.
Yeah.
Six oxen?
Oh, we're getting there fast, Gavin. We're leaving in April.
Yeah, dang.
Okay. We don't have time to dilly-dally.
Wait, this isn't even oxen. This is yokes.
Yeah. So that's two oxen per.
Three yoke.
Four? They recommend three yoke at least.
Oh my gosh, $40 a yoke? Good Bro, that's Lord. So much money already.
All right. There, we're at 120 so far. Is this so boring for listeners?
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Whatever.
This is not good for listeners, but this is kind of fun for us to play.
I know. Let's stop recording and we'll play around and then we'll come back.
Or we could just record a Oregon Trail episode where we play the Oregon Trail game.
We'll do that bonus episode.
If you want to listen to that, you can.
Patreon.
Patreon.
And boom, that's how you got to Patreon.
We're
going to
have a little Patreon Oregon Trail series.
You'll help us pay for the studio.
Guys, it'll be so much fun.
Somebody's dragging his feet on.
Okay, listen, I had some time last week to build it, but I'm trying to figure out if I want to build my house in there.
Your house is right here.
What I know, a bigger house, Parker, a real house.
You want to build a house upstairs in the shop?
No, in that whole side of the shop. Or if we build, if I build a barn dominium, a new one.
Oh my goodness.
Interesting.
So many ideas. Workshop, really praying about it, just trying to figure out what we're really going to do. So... Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, when we were at... When we went and bought ice cream for the election night.
That was fun.
The Super One had shopping carts that had little cars on the back, or it looked like a car. Do you remember those?
Those are so fun, dude.
So, like, growing up, I remember Winco
Or there's some where it's got like a little Albertsons seat in the back.
Yeah. So now they're kind of like, it looks like a car, but it's still a regular shopping cart with regular seats in there. There used to be ones where you could, the kids literally sat in it like a race car. Like there were legit seats. Can you look up a picture?
Race car trolley.
It was, I think it might've been in the very front of the shopping cart, but it actually had a steering wheel, a little fake horn.
Oh yeah.
Probably was just difficult for them to look at store.
That.
Not even like that. It was cooler than that. Oh wait.
That one looks sick.
That's one of the ones I remember.
Yeah, that or one on the, yes, the orange one with the number 20 on it. And the other ones with the kids on the front.
That doesn't seem as fun.
To the right. To the right. Down. Yeah. That right there.
Wow.
I remember them having them like that, which is so genius. Wait, click on it. I want to see it blown up.
I wonder if you can buy one. That's at Safeway.
Yeah. Safeway and Albertsons were the ones that had those kind of shopping carts.
Dang.
Gosh, good for them, dude. That was so fun.
Grocery store used to be...
But see,
an experience.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care about the consumer anymore.
Nowadays, it's just Instacart or Walmart grocery pickup.
Well, the kids are always on their phones or tablets.
Always on their dang devices.
That's true.
I think I need to get a companion.
A dog?
Yeah, think about it. I'm going to be in an apartment by myself.
Do they have a wife for?
Yeah, they have a lot of pets.
I don't think so, bro. There's so much time.
So stinky. Get a goldfish.
They also do stink. Like, it... just gets embedded in your carpet.
Just vacuum more.
Even if you do that, remember your apartment now when we vacuumed? The floor kind of smelled like dog.
Low key, it could have been the vacuum too.
Ooh.
But I don't know.
I could just not let it
smell
in my room.
Before and then we vacuumed and it still smelled like that.
Yeah, the smell got into the vacuum. Now whenever you use the vacuum, it smells like dog.
Yeah, clean it. You got to thoroughly clean that puppy.
Dang it.
No pun intended.
Puppy.
Oh my goodness.
But dude, shopping carts like that, it was an experience when you went shopping. I remember... Vividly, I can... Everybody, listeners, close your eyes. Not if you're driving. Don't close your eyes if you're driving. Picture this, okay? It's a Friday night. Dad says, hey, all right, family night. We're going to go get pizza from Papa's Pizza. Pizza joint in Oregon, okay? We go get a pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza. Is that Papa's Pizza or Papa Murphy's?
Oh, it's Papa's Pizza.
Dude, Papa Murphy's
was Papa's Murphy's better. Was also bomb.
It's my favorite pizza of all time.
You know you're going into Papa Murphy's with a plan. Okay, yeah, Dad or Mom, I'll go with you. Oh, look, there happens to be cookie dough in this cooler.
There happens to be
right next to the checkout.
Pizza.
Let's like get some cookie dough.
Remember the cinnamon roll pizza that they had? Oh my gosh.
Their dessert pizza, I remember that. That was pretty good.
Unreal.
Yeah, honestly, better than I thought it was going to be. I was like, oh, that's delicious.
They had a cheeseburger pizza.
Oh, what?
That's a little too far.
No, their classic pepperoni with some Hidden Valley ranch.
Ooh. Yeah, it's next level.
But I say, okay, Dad, you know, if you buy them, I'll preheat the oven. I'll bake the cookies and everything. Okay, literally not that hard.
Eat half the cookie dough on the way home.
on the drive. So then you pick up the pizza. Then you drive, you walk over two stores to Blockbuster. This is a place where you used to rent movies. Okay, DVDs, hard copies. There was no Redbox. It was Blockbuster.
It probably existed in the same era.
Maybe, probably. Or maybe they're from a place in the country or a different country that didn't have Blockbuster.
Is Redbox still kicking?
No. They're cooked.
Yeah. Now they're done. The DVDs really just stopped flowing. People
I always
don't
thought
use
Redbox
it.
Was Netflix.
Yeah,
to be honest.
They didn't go digital. I remember when Netflix was, you know, sending out hard copies and mailing them.
I do not remember that.
I remember Mom and Dad would like get Netflix in the mail. It's like, what is this? Anyway, picking up that, going home. Oh, and then you go to Albertsons. That's when you hop in the shopping cart and you go pick out some ice cream.
Gosh, what a night.
Duck Tracks.
Dude, Duck Tracks.
Little caramel footballs in your vanilla ice cream with chocolate and peanut butter.
Unreal.
Holy smokes.
Holy freaking smokes.
Then you hop out of the race car shopping cart. You go over to Blockbuster. You pick that up. Then you go home. And then you walk in and be like, Parker, I got the goods.
Let's go, dude.
It's family night.
Pizza, ice cream, cookies. Get out of town, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
That sounds unreal.
Why don't we ever do that?
Look at my levels compared to Gavin's.
Yeah, it might be the
proximity. You're much closer.
Yeah, I guess.
He can adjust it, you know?
Yeah, let's just back that up a little
bit. In post? Though. Is that right?
It's going to sound a little worse, but yeah, it is in post.
Perfect.
So that's the correct term.
Dude, we should do that. We also used to do...
We should do a family night with just the boys.
Yes.
It's just the Gas Boys family.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, so classic. when do we get so busy?
I know, it's disgusting.
I've been
to marriage.
I've been spanked.
It's not just
I've been getting spanked every night.
It's not just because we're married now that I'm getting spanked every night. It's just
I was getting spanked before, but
yeah. We got back from the honeymoon. We were back for like a week, and then we had some friends in town for a week.
Grocery shopping. Then you had to go grocery shopping.
Then grocery shopping on Tuesday.
Grocery shopping that one time.
And then Wednesday night youth group. And Thursday night we had a men's Bible study.
Yeah.
And pickleball the same evening.
Right afterwards.
And then Friday was just...
Okay, yeah. Tuesday was the election up till 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. Worked the next day. Went over, said hi to my friend Shahid up in Mount Pleasant. He loves Gavin. He asked about Gavin. He
loves me.
And then...
Then election.
No, that was Wednesday. It was after. Yeah, and then Wednesday night, youth group up late. Pazookies that night. Mm-hmm. Then Thursday night, men's Bible study and pickleball. Then Friday night, I don't know, we were just up late.
Have some energy behind it.
Yeah,
we were just like hanging out or something. We went to Juicy's.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That was good. Oh, I worked late on Friday, too. That was the best.
No way.
And then Saturday went to Dallas, drove back from Dallas. Now it's Sunday and I'm here and I'm just like, whoa, it's been so busy.
Because we were planning to start recording on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Did not work out this week.
Nope.
Because there are people in town.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, what is that?
But this Thursday.
Yeah, what are we catching up to?
It's the blue wall coming.
No.
Psych, the red wave is taking it over.
Oh, my goodness.
Now that was just, there was like that break in the recording.
Oh, gotcha.
And so I didn't delete that segment.
Copy. Yeah. We used to do family night bike rides too every once in a while.
I don't have a bike anymore. I was thinking about that the other day. I don't even have one.
I was at a job in Tyler finishing it up when our friend, Hannah's friend Kelsey, was like one of her best friends from Oregon, was visiting. And they went to Tyler for the day because there was a bunch of stuff to do there. And they rented bikes.
Did you know they saw Mariah?
Yeah, at, I don't know, the little area with the coffee.
What's it called?
Likewise.
Likewise.
Likewise Coffee. They happened to see them at Smallwoods the day before.
Mm-hmm. Then I went to Shivers right after that.
Yeah, and then they were at Shivers. And then they drove to Tyler.
A completely different city, an hour away, and ran into them at the same coffee shop.
Yeah. Freaky.
Yeah, so freaky.
But, well, it's just everybody takes everyone to the same places when they're visiting.
There's like four things to do in East Texas. Yeah. So
we found Likewise or La La Land on accident yesterday.
No, really?
Oh, wow. What time, man? That's Haley's favorite establishment.
What's La La? Lollipop store?
It's the coffee shop that's all white with the yellow accents.
Never heard of it.
Hannah's definitely been there.
You ever been to Moon Milk or had that place stuff?
No.
Moon Milk is, I don't really know how to describe it because I don't remember what it is, but it's this coffee shop. There's a couple of them in Dallas and Fort Worth, and they're known for their Moon Milk.
Is that where you got recognized?
That was the day I did get recognized, but that was at a breakfast place.
Gavin did not get recognized.
But someone complimented his hat.
Yes, somebody looked at me and was like,
Yeah.
And then I never talked to them. That was the day I regretted, remember?
Jeez. You're going to regret that day for the rest of your life.
Thanks for bringing it up.
You probably just liked the hat because it's a sick hat. Because we are so good at designing hats.
So many people. Like, look at my hat with intrigue.
Are you wearing it right now?
Yeah. Look at my hat with intrigue for a second. And then they come up to me and be like, oh, I thought your hat said gay boys.
Yeah, a lot.
You think the Y and the S, you just automatically switch them?
Yeah, that's insane. With a gas can in the...
It'd be gay boss.
That's probably why he was like, hey.
Or gay boss.
That's probably, he thought he said gay boys probably, and he was like, hey, I like your hat. It's like, hey, I like your hat.
Nah, he had to been... He was looking at it for so long. Yeah. Maybe he had bad eyes and thought it.
I used to put Gas Boys in our title of every YouTube episode, but one time I accidentally put the Gay Boys podcast.
Never again.
And I didn't realize it until like later when I went to listen to the episode or watch it. And I
oops, we had so many views on that episode.
That's crazy.
I don't know why.
Finally, I always knew it. They finally
did it. The Gay Boys podcast. We're the Gas Boys, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, but... I had this idea this week when we were talking about podcasting and a new studio. I thought today, I mean, because the weather was so nice, that maybe we should just take all our podcast equipment into the middle of the field and just record in the middle of the field.
That would have been so peaceful.
Yeah, and just peaceful.
Just go like random places and record. Because like today was perfect weather. I thought it'd be kind of fun. But then I sat in the sun for a little bit and it was pretty hot still in the direct sunlight.
Yeah, it's 76 right now. That's a little warm still.
Yeah. But I thought, you know, something like that would be fun. And then I thought to myself, this is way more expensive than building a podcast studio. But someday, when we start getting more money from the Patreon.
Hot air balloon.
A trailer, building a trailer that we record in, but all the walls are like plexiglass or...
so you can see out.
You can see completely through it. And I just go take the trailer and we unhook it somewhere and move the truck so it's not in the shot. But then we just record and like, if we're out in the middle of the woods and like some hogs are like come walking up to it or something. Just things like that. Yeah. I thought it would be fun.
Tribe of Native Americans attacks us.
Or we just go into somebody's like property. Or we just go into a parking lot of a Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd probably not be a good idea.
It would attract so many guests.
Yeah, probably. So many people.
It's great marketing.
We would get the word out.
Yeah,
come on. So
we could make it one way.
A video would go viral on Twitter.
We're driving on I-20, like being towed at 75 miles an hour.
While recording. While recording, dude.
It'd be so loud in there.
Nah, it'd be fine. We'd soundproof it enough.
Yeah, we would die.
No.
There's so many accidents on that.
Yeah, we would probably die.
We would die.
We would go so viral.
Wicked pothole on the way home from Dallas yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
That's all I have to say about that.
Did it curse you? It's just wicked.
Yeah, it cursed me.
Yeah. Wow, wicked was it? What happened?
It was just super loud. Like, I hit it straight on with my right side. Just boom.
Parker's driving?
Yeah, I peed my pants.
Wicked. Got really scared.
We would have to make it one way so that you can't see in.
Yeah, probably.
Get some like
film or something. Would be so much more boring if you couldn't see in. Imagine all the people that would love to watch us, dude.
I'd have to probably do like a metal frame.
Invite somebody in that's watching. Come on.
Yeah, do a metal frame.
Or that'd be even better if it was you couldn't see the inside. We just like open the door, just fog poured out of it. We invite someone in to be interviewed and then close it. And then interview them and then let them out. And people are just dying to get inside.
It's like dry ice.
What's just going on in there?
Yeah, dude. Oh,
people. Fog machines.
That'd be incredible.
Let's do it.
But I thought that it would be pretty expensive because you'd have to buy a trailer. Well, mainly just the base and then build from the ground up. And it would have to be a pretty rigid frame.
Oh, yeah.
Plexiglass, not that cheap.
Not cheap.
Because you wouldn't want regular glass. It would just shatter.
That's true.
That would be crazy.
People would throw rocks at it.
Yeah, a piece of gravel flicks up from the road.
Just as the entire box.
Road.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, well.
A great week for college football.
Yeah, you know what,
for the Oregon Ducks. Not such great gameplay. And penalties really sucked. Made me kind of sick, honestly. Maryland had some pretty sick jerseys.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Terpins
they
are.
Really,
Maryland's always been like the second best jerseys in the league. They always have had some good ones, yeah.
They really just stepped it up, though, because they knew they were coming to Oregon. They had to show out.
Yeah.
They kind of have a reflective on their numbers that kind of looks like a fish. They look like
terrapin's
fish.
Terrapin's a turtle.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what a terrible mascot.
No, isn't it?
Yeah. A terrapin?
It's a turtle. Look it up.
It almost looked like their logo on their helmet was puffy, like 3D puffy, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Ducks did not play great. But they still beat them by 21. Just kind of embarrassing. Our offense was not doing
our offense sucked, and we still dropped 39 points.
Yeah.
So
imagine if we were locked in. Probably would have put up probably 50 or 60.
Yeah.
Which is, I love when teams do that, you know. Oh, if we had just played this well, like this, we would have won.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. That's probably true. That's actually how most games go.
If you played like the better team and you scored more points, you would have won probably.
If you didn't make the errors that caused the other team to get a touchdown, yeah, probably would have won. It's actually the name of the sport. No errors.
Name of the game. Don't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. As in baseball, is errors mean runs. So
sorry.
Don't make an error and the other team won't score. Plain as day.
When...
Right? If it's not as plain as day, you need to get it figured out. I sent you a bunch of stuff on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Some hilarious content.
And I was not allowed to watch them until right now.
People to consume. This is my
real reaction.
I think you can scroll up. There's... Oh, I don't know which ones. I don't know what that is. I don't remember that. Man, I sent you quite a few. I don't know. Oh,
that was crazy.
This one?
Yeah, I was just reading it.
No, that one's old. That one's old too. That one maybe.
Shocking. Two airliners appear to be on a collision course Monday morning, caught on a North Syracuse, New York police dash cam. This officer even pointing to the sky. Air traffic control
actually look like they're gonna
flight 5511 from Washington Reagan with 79 people on board to land at the Syracuse airport. And then appears to clear a Delta flight for takeoff from the same runway. The American pilots sounded the alarm. As that American flight climbed to about 1,825 feet, preliminary flight data shows it was on the same course as Delta 5421, as it was taking off for New York's LaGuardia Airport with 80 people on board.
What?
At their closest point, they were separated by only about 725 feet of vertical distance, with the American regional jet appearing to pass directly over the climbing Delta plane. 2 seconds later, they were about 625 feet apart vertically, but the Delta plane had started a right turn away from American 5511.
That is not
shocking.
That far.
Two airliners appear to be on a collision course Monday morning. 200 yards. On a North Syracuse,
holy
New York
crap,
police
dude.
Dash cam.
Dang.
This officer even
how did you let that
happen?
Yeah, that was wild. I saw that and it was just... You would have had 160 plus people dead.
Oh, yeah.
From
unless
just
I was
on
there,
the plane.
159.
Let alone who it hit on the ground.
Yeah, flying out of Syracuse. That's insane. How do you... There's
the miscommunication. Yeah,
ever seen Breaking Bad?
Nope.
Yeah,
that would have been real life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, an airplane fell out of the sky.
Next one.
Next.
This is the Instagram segment, you guys. Seriously.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
My husband is making us fly home from our honeymoon after day one because he found out I sent my ex a simple goodbye text on the morning of our wedding. It was a goodbye text, for goodness sake. Not an I will always love you text. Not a drop everything and meet me at the altar text. I need to say goodbye to have closure on the unmarried part of my life. Please tell me my sensitive / nostalgic girlies understand. Oh, no.
Isn't that crazy?
That's the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
You had to text your ex. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I know we were texting... and like meeting up during the engagement phase, but we can't anymore.
Yeah, that's insane.
This is goodbye. That's crazy.
I wouldn't both go back. Just send her home
and you
spend the rest
that.
Of your time in Hawaii or wherever. That is unreal.
There is no need. If you need to send a goodbye text, if you were that, like,
yeah,
you should
attached
have closed
up.
That long before.
Best case scenario, you just want attention married. From this guy. Worst case scenario, she's actually, you know, like a whatever.
Yeah, most. Why are you thinking about your ex on your wedding day?
Yeah, insane.
Yeah, you're the
problem. Is this actually this lady that posted this? Or is it like a meme account?
No, it's her.
No, it's really her.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's got to be a fake.
Yeah, she's got all these other ones. Yeah, maybe it's probably fake just for clickbait.
Yeah.
Oh, fell for it.
Rage bait. Fell for it, Gav.
Dang it.
I just saw one. I didn't even check the rest of her Instagram. 40,000 followers. Yeah, well, you just lost 3.
Unfollowed.
We didn't follow, so. These, before you click on this.
Well, he's so good he sent it twice.
This one. I thought it was just, it's groundbreaking. It was from a couple of months ago, I think. But it's the longest sentence ever pronounced.
By a chimpanzee? Or
produced by a chimpanzee. Christian, I want you to read it.
Oh, okay. I don't see it. I can't see the phone's in the way.
Oh.
Dang it, Parker, you read it.
Give orange, me eat orange, me eat orange, give me, eat orange, give me you.
Wow.
Am
wow.
I the chimp?
Yeah. I knew you were so afraid of monkeys, so I didn't think you should read it, but you did surprisingly well. What a sentence. I mean, the structure.
That's not a sentence.
The grammar. I think it's just words that weren't really probably.
Why is there no video?
I don't know.
He said this or wrote it down?
Said it.
Longest recorded no sentence. Way.
Give orange. Me give eat. Orange me. Eat orange. Give
orange me.
Eat
no
orange.
Way.
That part was sick. When he was like, orange me.
Chips. There's no way they actually can speak words.
At least three chimpanzees have said words.
Well, cats, you know, have I'll said say. Words before.
Gosh.
I hate this ad.
You know, yeah, cats have, you know, people hear them say, speak sentences.
No, it's just meowing.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Gavin, it's just meowing. You know that, right?
You know it's actually just meowing.
Are these the two chimps?
Is this for mama? You love your mama? You love mama? Here, sweetie. This is for you. This for you, my daughter. You're a good boy, John.
John.
You're a good boy, John.
That's you. Just,
love you, Johnny.
What are your thoughts? So the chimp said, love you, Johnny.
His motivator is pretty good. Listen,
it did kind of sound like mama, but it's just grunting.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
You love your mama? You love mama? Here, sweetie. This is for you.
I want to hear cup.
Yeah, I want to hear... Dang, give orange me, eat orange me, eat yeah, orange, give on. Me, eat orange, give me you.
Give me you.
It says it's recorded, longest recorded sentence.
Recorded as in written down records. That's how they have to use it. They used to do it in the
old
days.
Come on, dude.
That's crazy.
So actually, you know, we happen to have a camera, but it wasn't recording, just like when every time they catch Bigfoot. Either way.
A study of old videos. Yeah, that's the most scientific words I've ever
we
heard.
We can't get them to replicate
yeah, study of
do
old
it
videos.
They're going to say, well, it's because...
Why aren't there any new videos of it?
Because they're advancing more in the opposite directions away from humans, so they eventually they'll never be able to speak. If they ever could before.
Yeah, I was at the zoo yesterday looking at the monkeys. I like gorillas. I actually really like gorillas.
Really?
Yeah. Something about them.
They'll
just
tear
nice.
You apart, so that's probably what you should be more afraid of them than monkeys.
But it's a chimp. That's the most like, it's too
close.
Yeah, it's too curious
yeah.
about me and too much like, too similar to humans without any of the morals.
No morals. Have you seen chimps beat up other chimps?
Really?
Yeah. I remember watching Discovery Channel. You know, there was some they had some movies partnered with Disney where they would follow different animals of different species around. They would give them names and say like this is their family or whatever. And there was different ones with
oh wow.
where they followed crazy. These monkeys around and they would kind of create dialogue, obviously not for the monkeys, but they would break down and narrate what was going on because they would just view them from far away and capture kind of the life of these monkeys and different animals and chimps and stuff. You want to hear something funny? Okay, so I'm watching River and Rory this morning because Noah and Maddie are on worship.
Yeah.
And we go in one of the classrooms and they're playing with toys and whatnot. And, River goes, looks at me, looks at Rory, and just goes, and farts. And then Rory goes, and then also farts.
No
yeah,
way.
Literally the same exact on command. And then 5 minutes later, River does it again. And Rory goes, it's like all farting on command.
What in the world?
I was like, what the heck? Whose kids are these? They're literally just River farts. And then Rory's just got one in the chamber. And she's just like, And so I was making fart noises the rest of the time, like, and they thought it was hilarious. They were dying.
Oh, man.
Fart noises never are not funny.
That's true.
Rory will do the same thing. She'll try and make a fart noise. She'll just go like, like scrunches her face and just like, kids are hilarious. They are. They do weird stuff. They poop on the floor.
Don't finish this.
Do not and finish it. They poop lots of places, but when they make fart noises and they fart on command, it's pretty funny.
That is funny.
Parker, you didn't even really hardly talk about your wedding. You like kind of teased it in the beginning. It was like, oh, it was so fun. I didn't talk about it much. And then boom.
And then we didn't talk about it. Just saying I didn't talk about it much.
What do you remember about your wedding day? Was it so beautiful?
Oh, that's a good question. There's a few vivid memories. Quite a few, actually. I could list them all.
I could actually tell you the entire day.
Yeah, I remember when I first saw her. That was good. That was a good one. But I remember like the whole morning. And then the afternoon, and then the evening.
So I remember there was really a fun. Morning and the day, zombie. An afternoon, and then an evening.
I remember the beginning and
I
the
saw
end,
her at one point.
It just all came together so much better than we both expected.
Yeah.
And the dance party was so much fun. We didn't even get to eat dessert. It was so busy.
You didn't?
No.
Me neither.
I ate one piece of the cake that we cut.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot there was cake.
And
I didn't eat dessert either. I found a box of donuts after it.
Yes,
ended.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I ate some donuts afterwards.
You should have taken a box.
Yeah. That was sick.
Donuts are good.
Love donuts.
They had a donut tower at their wedding for their dessert.
Us?
Yeah.
Really?
There's like so many donuts. There's like a tower.
I never even saw the tower.
Yeah, me neither, but I heard.
Yeah, there's so many things I didn't even get to be a part of. So many people that were there and that I didn't even know were there.
That's awesome.
Because we were going to go say hi to everybody, but the way the food line was set up, they came right by our table, which I don't know who designed that. But it was nice because we were able to talk to people then.
Yeah.
But then whoever got food before we came out, we didn't get to go.
And all the considerate people that didn't come up and talk to your table,
yeah,
they just got left behind, Parker.
Mm-hmm. So all the real ones out there,
gosh,
left behind. The party was so much fun, dancing.
Dancing.
So dusty.
It was so dusty. There's
I lost my
people.
Voice like two songs in.
Yeah.
And then it came back though later.
So fun. The dancing is so fun. I'm so ready to get turned on the dance floor.
I'm so glad we have like wedding season, wedding era for our like friend group is just getting started.
Oh, it's just getting started. Christian's one coming
next.
Up.
Then we
Tyler
got...
and Alina before them.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're a month after.
Right.
Two dance parties and within the span of a month.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if people can handle it. I'm just going to...
My dancing shoes are going to get worn out.
You're telling me. Oh, it's going to be so fun. Christian and Haley's wedding is going to be so lit.
How much of it is planned at this point in time?
Yeah, pretty much all of it.
Seriously?
Yeah, come on. I think that we got...
Except for he doesn't know who his groomsmen are. I don't even know who his groomsmen
that's
are.
That's true. Neither
yeah.
do
I. Or his best man.
Yeah. I don't know it.
What was that?
Acorn.
Okay.
On our
we roof. Got, what is it called? Venue picked,
yeah.
And... I don't know. Haley's got a bunch of stuff that she's got done already.
She find a dress yet?
No. They're going to go to... With her sister. And they're going to go to New York or something.
What the fuck?
To the... You know the place where they do what? The say yes to the dress?
Oh, yeah.
Her and her mom and her sister are going to go to that. I don't think they're going to buy their dress from there, but they're going to at least do some looking. And then, yeah, there's some other stuff, guest lists and whatnot that we're doing. We're thinking we're just going to wing it, though.
Yeah.
You're just going to get there and see what happens.
Say yes to the dress. That's a pretty big show. Do you watch it a lot?
Okay, Gavin.
That's such an interesting concept for a show. Like just women trying on dresses.
Oh, but they love it, dude. It's drama.
There's, yeah, they're like, it doesn't fit.
Sometimes it's like they got to get married that same day.
Oh, wow.
What? Yeah, and it's like, whoa, how are we going to find you a dress? And they end up finding the one that's a perfect fit.
It's like they had it the whole time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, yeah, I mean, that's how, like, dance moms, it's just like, they wouldn't be a show if they weren't just, like, the most unbearable people of all time.
True.
But because they're such personalities, it's like, oh, I could watch this. That's kind of what makes it fun. It's something so mundane.
They are TV
also. They have the gay guy that always does a good job.
He does good work.
And then the lady as well.
I don't know. Never seen it.
It's a good show, dude. Oh. They got good characters on there.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, they're going to go. Haley's a big fan of the show, so they're going to go check it out. Haley loves New York.
Oh, we yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, because they're going to go like during Christmas time. They're going to go in December.
Oh.
That's like been her dream.
Wow. That would be fun. Christmas. Yeah. Christmas time in December, get us go to Rockefeller Center, see the giant Christmas tree they
Christmas
put up.
Christmas time in December.
Yeah,
I love it.
I heard there were, I saw where they cut the tree down from, like some town in the Midwest.
Yeah, me too.
They've been growing it out there for a while, which is kind of cool that to your town be the town that they get the Rockefeller tree from. The tree looks kind of ugly this year, so hopefully they can put some makeup on it or whatever, make it look good. But I saw them setting it up and they have like scaffolding all around it.
Yeah, dude.
Like they go ham.
I mean, it's hard as a massive tree.
Hard as
hard as a massive tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty neat.
Yeah, that would be
I cool. think it would be cool that I take Haley to New York and we have just like a great Christmas there. And then we do like the elf date night. Do all the things that
they
did.
Oh, yeah. Eat like
world's
candy
best cup of coffee.
Yeah, world's best cup of coffee. They ate. What did they do?
Gum off the subway.
Yeah, gum off the subway. Go skating at the Rockefeller. Uh-huh.
He's a great skater.
Kiss afterwards.
Kiss afterwards. Oh, on the ice.
That's disgusting.
You missed.
You missed. What do you mean? I didn't. You missed.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Shut.
Yeah. We'll get over there at some
point. Oh, that's Zoe.
Deschanel.
That's New Girl.
Yeah, it's the New Girl.
She's blonde. A lot better in that movie than in
she was
anything else.
Electric and Elf.
Yeah. Ooh, there it is.
Oh, that show was annoying.
Dancing in the mailroom.
Drinking syrup. I love syrup.
I love syrup.
I hope that's what we watch for the church Christmas.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But your dad said that we were just like moving the chairs out. People can get their blankets sitting on the floor.
On the floor?
I don't know. Bring your blankets and whatever. But I don't. A couch. You bring like a lawn chair or something? You got to bring like a couch into there.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Like
wait, where is it?
In the sanctuary. Okay. We can do like a family night thing.
Record an episode.
While the movie's playing.
Record an episode on the stage.
Oh, that'd be fun to interview people.
Yeah, family night. Everyone watch the Gas Boys. Like, sorry guys, we got to restart.
Live podcast.
Have a fight on stage in front of everybody. Yeah. Could be good. I'm moving into an apartment on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. I'm kind of like collecting a bunch of random things right now.
Yeah.
Stools I bought today.
That's all you really need in a house is a stool.
Yeah, stools.
You have a TV?
Black and wood. Yeah, I do. I have some bad ones, but my uncle Nathaniel, he's moving here in a couple weeks and he has a bunch of furniture that he's going to give me. So I'm kind of holding out. I'm just going to use my bad TV for a couple weeks until he gets here. And then I'm going to get a good TV.
Oh, I heard
we need
rumor.
To go over and watch dang Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah.
We have not watched it still.
True.
I'm so
that's
disappointed.
True.
I heard a nasty rumor, Christian, that Haley was trying to get you to just buy a new bed right now. And you were like, no, I don't think I could ever sleep on a different bed. That's not my bed. Like, that doesn't sound like something Christian would say.
Yeah, that's the most insane.
You would not be picky about.
I don't remember one aspect of that conversation. Who said that?
Well, this was Mariah after she'd been talking to Haley.
Oh,
at
and
pickleball.
She doesn't. Neither of them really know English that well, so it's kind of neither here nor there.
Second language.
No, Haley doesn't want me to move my bed in there because it is a twin bed and it has a bunch of stickers on it from when Jeremiah used to sleep in it.
Why does
literally
that? Literally, why does that matter?
Yeah,
it's not like that's going to be the bed for the two of you.
Yeah, right.
It is.
Yeah, definitely not. No, we're going to have twin like race car beds opposite sides of the room.
One race car and one's a bulldozer.
You can just get the bunk bed part.
But then Haley's like, you cannot put a twin bed in your room. Like, watch me.
You should get a like a new bed though and just throw it up in there. Yeah. Like take your twin, just your mattress up there.
Yes. I'm gonna. That's what I'm gonna do for the first week. I'm gonna have my mattress, a lawn chair in the living room
with
the TV
on the ground,
and my Xbox.
Have you seen people use like a Nintendo Switch screen
as
their TV for their Xbox?
Oh,
it's like
back
a phone screen. Yeah,
it's so sick. Because I do gotta wait for some things. There's a lot of stuff on our registry.
Mm-hmm.
And then
is the apartment smoking or not?
It's what? Oh,
a smoking apartment. Oh, do you smoke indoors?
I got a balcony. So.
Oh yeah, it's smoking inside the house.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna walk in there. It's gonna be
like, hot boxing.
I'm gonna have a dog.
We walk over there, knock on Christian's door. He comes to the door.
Yeah. Hey. Oh hey guys.
Welcome
so
to my
who am
abode.
I actually talking to?
So yeah, I gotta figure out what I want to buy now and what I want to wait to get.
You should just buy a mattress now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You Black Friday, will Black Friday have mattress sales?
Mm-hmm. Black Friday is going to have everything.
You're Nectar, or you should get a Nectar mattress. They are already a really good deal. I don't know if they'll how much more they'll drop down mm-hmm. for Black Friday, but if you can, you should.
I got to figure out how big of a bed I can fit in my room.
I was about to say, have you thought about king or queen?
I've been thinking about my queen all day.
Don't even think about the size of this current apartment. You're not even going to be in there that long. It's not really going to matter if it's a little snug with a king for now.
Oh yeah.
Because I got a queen bed, and I regret it.
Oh really?
So much.
Yeah, my parents said. My dad said he's like, I don't know, a queen is a little bit small, and then my mom was like, no, that's what we use for like. First, however long we were married, he's like, exactly. He's like, please get a king bed.
Ours is a king, and our bed is massive.
Yeah, yours
the
is
queen.
Huge.
The difference,
or no, maybe they were talking about a full bed, and they were like, a full is pretty small. At least go for a queen.
A full is
there is small. No
full
way
is just a little bit.
And I, when we stayed at Grandpa's in the purple room, we stayed on a full. That's
my terrible. Parents were pretty poor when like they first got married.
Yeah,
just some youngins.
That many feathers
in ministry. You know how it is, yeah. Gavin. Just kidding.
I know.
So at least go for queen. I got to measure it. I don't know how wide the king is.
Oh, yeah. Don't even consider going smaller than
I think it's 80 inches wide.
80 inches. Huh.
72 inches is...
Like, Mariah and I have a queen, and we have enough space to wear. Like, we wouldn't be...
Mariah's my queen. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. I got two queens in there. And three when Gavin comes over. But it's just... It's enough room for us to, like, be able to not touch. But there's not a lot of room for error.
Oh, really? You like, guys just hate each other?
Like, might roll over. No, she's a little more sensitive to where, like...
Are you a mover?
No. Gavin, you've slept with me before. Not like that. Slept with me.
Parker moves. He always swears.
Touched at all, like, if I bump into her, or, like, if I when I get up for work, she says she just wakes up and is up. Can't fall back
that's
to sleep.
So
oh, that's crazy. I'm, like, the opposite.
Yeah, and I'm, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Parker rolls if out I'm, of bed at 7:52.
It puts me right to sleep. Yeah, that's
she
funny.
Takes her a long time to fall asleep. Doesn't She'll, stay asleep super easily.
You know what she needs is some magnesium. Tell her to get some magnesium.
Maybe melatonin?
Magnesium, bro. And take some magnesium before you go to bed. Some glycinate.
Some magnesium glycinate.
It's not like any kind of, it's not medicine. It's not,
just a mineral.
It's just
supplement.
It's just something that your body needs. And you can't really get too much of it. You can, but... Within
you
reason.
Just pee it out, right?
Hope it's said like, that she got some stuff that you put on the bottom of your feet when you sleep. She sleeps really good, but
she's
she said
kind of
they
like
had
a,
crazy dreams. And Anthony tried it too, and he slept
having,
great, but he had some weird dreams.
I've heard melatonin dreams are weird.
I've been having some crazy dreams recently, dude. It's been awesome. The depth of emotion I feel within my dreams lately, it feels so real. To where it's like
it's the only time
so
you can actually feel.
Like despair, so terrible. And I wake up and I'm just overjoyed because it's not real. It's been really awesome. Like, I've kind of been enjoying it. To be able to start my day waking up and just being filled with joy because my dream isn't real life.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
I think if someone's
I love waking
depressed,
up and my nightmares have been just terrorizing me, but I wake up and it's not real.
Yeah. If you're depressed and you hate your life, just get really bad dreams and then you wake up realizing
like joy.
It's not that bad.
That's true.
Out here in the
so
real world.
So it's like terrible going to sleep though because you're so afraid.
Yeah, so afraid to go to bed.
Fall asleep and it's just a battle all night and then you wake up.
But not so extreme where they're like truly terrifying, but just like
mine wasn't, like really terrifying. It was just like sadness. Like I was on the run from the government, which was kind of cool. And then I had to flee the country and Haley.
You're so alone.
Haley wouldn't go with me to flee the country.
Oh, she loves America.
Yeah.
That's a sign you haven't been married.
Obviously,
yet.
Not a real one.
Yeah.
You're so
you gotta ask her.
I had to leave Haley in the US and go to Canada. I remember though, I told the government I was going to Mexico. I ended up going to Canada.
Yeah. That's a classic move.
That's a classic move. You're on the run from the government. Go ahead and tell them where you're not going to be.
Tell them.
I'm definitely going to Mexico, guys.
Adios.
If someone told me they're going to Mexico, the first place I'm checking is Canada.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, yeah. But I've been liking it. But magnesium. It's all natural. You can't get, it's like never going to be bad for you. Even if you don't need it, it's like, oh, that wasn't the problem. But now I have more magnesium and I feel better anyways. It's good for like stress, good for sleep.
You get her to eat some dirt too. Get some more iron.
Iron. Yeah. Oh yeah, I feel like iron is pretty, dude. It's like 60% of the people in the US are like deficient in vitamin D. Can you believe that?
Don't go outside.
Also, most people don't have enough magnesium. But I think vitamin D is even more insufficient.
I've
US.
Seen some pretty ghostly fellows. Yeah. You know, people that just really don't go outside.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because think about it. It's like if you're at work all day
and I'm in
and
the
you
sun.
Work indoors and then you go home and then you sleep indoors and then you eat indoors. And it's like Texas is sometimes so terribly unbearable outside that
too
it's
hot to
just,
out there.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's funny.
We should put a vote on this episode. We'll do a clip and put a vote on our Instagram story.
Okay, I'll start right now.
Who they want to vote for to who has to jump in the pond at the end of the next episode. Who has to jump in the pond?
No shot, dude. It's all the snapping turtles in there and alligators.
You'd be fine. How fast
I've been
you
in there.
There's snakes.
Yeah, I accidentally got in there knee-deep one time. I was pushing in that dock, and it just instantly sunk.
I went in knee-deep on purpose to catch some turts.
Did you succeed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Caught two of them so far.
Wow. So now it's full body.
Oh, that's so nasty. Are we going to respect the vote?
Yes.
This is America. We always respect the vote.
This is America.
The Lord is not done with you, President Trump.
He will reinstate you with his right arm.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, shout out to everybody in the comments and the Instagram DMs. Just like, hey, glad you guys are back. That actually means a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You actually don't know how much that encouraging means to us.
Also, we didn't do improvisations this week. We'll bring back improvisations next week. Sorry, everybody. We're just too deep in our riveting conversation, and we lost track of time. And it's Mariah's Cinco de Mayo or whatever. So,
yeah.
What's it called?
Quinceañera.
Quinceañera. So,
no, she's really. Turning 20. How old is she?
25.
24.
24. She's turning 24.
Okay.
Same age as me.
Jace.
It's her 24, so.
Yeah. They're 24 año.
Guys, this was so fun. I'm so glad we're back again.
Me too.
Tell your friends and remember, we're going to post on Instagram. I will post on Instagram this week about jumping in the pond. So,
do it Gavin right just now. Really wants to jump in the pond.
Vote. No, yeah. Not Gavin, for me. You guys, I want a fair vote.
Gavin wants to jump in the pond.
Okay.
It'd be hilarious if Christian did it. That's all I have to say.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank Peace you for out. Your comments and your messages. See you next week.
Peace out.